Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures talking about the news behind the grain markets today and also your closing numbers here next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures had a relatively quiet day for the most part. Wheat was down sharply, though. Wheat was down 7 to 8 cents. March, Chicago wheat, 476 and 3 quarters, down 8. Kansas City was 8 to 9 cents lower. The March, Kansas City down 9 at 467 and 3 quarters, while July was 488 and 3 quarters, down 8 and 3 quarters. If you look at a Kansas City wheat chart, we'll just use March, the front month. The lows back at the first of this year were about 16 cents lower than the current price. They went as low as 454 and 3 quarters. I guess that'd be about 13 cents lower than the 467 and a half current price. But the market is has been selling off since the summer. The high was at the end of June, and that was near $6.40. So it's a little less than $2 off those highs, and it's been in a slow grind ever since. Corn and beans, like I said, corn's unchanged here. Corn down a quarter, and then beans were the strong one here, up 7 cents to 7.5. March was up 7.5 at 8.84 for the beans. To briefly look at that chart, March back above the 50-day moving average in the highest level or near the highest level we've seen this month. The next target area, of course, will be about that $9 level that was reached back in December.
We'll have more analysis right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else are traders looking at today?
Late today, we had the Federal Reserve statement that they're going to leave interest rates unchanged, but continue to monitor the economy as a whole, and hopefully the global and domestic economy stays pretty good. They view that it will, but they're not comfortable with increasing interest rates again at this time. There's also, in the wheat futures, the news has been that Russia may or may not restrict their wheat exports. That's been an issue with wheat because if they don't export it, of course, the rest of the world will be in more demand. If they do export it, it could likely mean the prices could go lower. So that's been kind of the talk. Also, the weather up to this point has been relatively good for wheat. And then some other estimations today, they had some corn planted acres for next year, maybe drop them a little bit. One group says 90.2 million acres. Last year, they were 88 million. It's hard to really guess with the big swings and the low prices whether or not farmers will, what crop they will choose at these levels. Soybeans are estimated cut a little bit, or really about right in line, but lower than last year. 82 million acres. Last year was 82.7. And then wheat acres, a total 53 million. They raised their estimate up from about 53. Last year it was 54.6. So lots of changes due to the big changes in price.
That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how can people reach you?
877-431-9805.
In recapping your markets, February live cattle up 270 at 135.72. April up 185 at 135.25. March feeder cattle 67 higher at 159.92. April up 95 at 159.60. February lean hogs up 105 at 65.37, April up 87 at 70.47. In the grain markets, March Kansas City wheat down 9.25 at 467.5, May down 9 at 478. March Chicago wheat down 8.25 at 476.5, March corn unchanged at 369.25, May unchanged at 374.5. March soybeans 6.25 higher at 883, May up 6.75 at 885.5. March cotton down 55 at 60.86 and May down 56 at 61.45. That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. Find more ag information 24/7 on our website. That's at OklahomaFarmReport.com.